IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is IRIB English Radio. I am Hadi Saravi, your host with Viewpoints. Like always, here in the studio, I am with two great scholars, Brother Ali and Sheikh Rouhani. Welcome and thanks for being here. So, world and earth should not be empty of Imam presence. He is the one who is proof of Allah and is the Imam of time. And the era also. His gracious presence has been compared to that of sun behind clouds. Although there are and giving light even from far behind the clouds, yet can't be seen. Yes, today we're going to talk about the last Imam, the 12th Imam. I hope you enjoy the time and enjoy being with us. So let's get started by this critical question. Why? What's the necessity of having Imam? I mean, is it really that important? Most people want to know, why do we need Imam? We have wisdom, we have knowledge and science. Why? Okay, yes, let's get started from dear Brother Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, it is one of the really significant questions regarding the necessity of imamate, and of course, this question that why is it necessary to know about the Imam, particularly Imam of the time, master of the time. First of all, I think it depends on the worldview that we have. It means that how do we look at the life, how do we look at this world and universe? Then, of course, based on this kind of, let's say, lifestyle or viewpoint regarding this life and this world, we would understand the necessity of this Imam and, of course, his presence or his ghaiba, his occultation as well. And that is why if you think that life is only a kind of limited life into these 50 or 60 or 70 years and there is nothing behind this life and nothing will happen to you, and, of course, maybe in this earthly life you might be able to manage or to run, for example, or to rule over, let's say, every affairs of your life. But if the life is not only this earthly life and worldly life, and there is another phase of life that is eternal, that is the point that if there is a kind of eternal punishment or eternal rewards for us, and our wisdom, our aql, our science, our experimental knowledge cannot help us to understand about that phase of life because we are lacking that kind of knowledge, of course we need a kind of divine guidance.
What I'm talking about is about here and now.
Here
in this world.
This life is like a journey, you know. In this journey, we need a guide.
Of course. You know? So, so how can we, why we need an Imam in this world?
Because this life has a destination, you know. There's a purpose behind this life.
Of course.
We have to understand that purpose. Otherwise, our life becomes meaningless.
Of course.
It becomes without any purpose, without any. We would not enjoy this life. You know, when you have a purposeless life, then, of course, it's a kind of life in vain, you know. That is why we have to know the purpose of life, the meaning of life, you know, what is the main or the ultimate objective of life, and towards what kind of objective we should be guided, and can intellect or reason help us? Only reason. Can, for example, experimental knowledge help us? Of course not. You know, these are kind of philosophical questions which goes beyond the realm of experimental knowledge. That's why we are always in need of a kind of divine or heavenly guidance to understand what is the real meaning of life, what is the real lifestyle, what is the real, how can we enjoy this life, this even earthly life, you know? How can we better live, and how can we enjoy a prosperous life?
So this thing that you said and you mentioned is that the presence of Imam is a source of guidance,
exactly,
a source of something which helps people find a way when they're lost.
To better live in this world.
And it's something like light, as if
exactly,
you can,
exactly,
that shows
heavenly light. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course. Thank you. But what is your thoughts? Do you have anything to add up to this?
Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Yes, as the brother said, I just need to add a complimentary statement on what the respected brother said, that human being by himself actually is in need of an infallible imam. Why? Because he has lots of unknown and ambiguities in his life, and he by himself cannot solve all those issues. So you might say that because, as it has been said in the course of history, that people said, okay, we are educated people, we are rational, we have intellect, so we can solve our problems. So what is the necessity of having an imam or a prophet or a guidance? The answer is that even this intellect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed us is a blessing of Allah, that we reach to this conclusion, okay, that we have some deficiencies, that we need to overcome these deficiencies. For example, a person who is a highly educated person, an academic, he tries his best to, for example, to find a suitable spouse and to marry, but at the end of the day, there is a possibility of him, for example, to reach to a deadlock or to a divorce. So what does it mean? Does it mean that this person doesn't have intellect, is not that educated,
is not
that academic?
Of course not.
But it means that even this feeling of sorry or feeling of regret that he reaches to, that he says, okay, I wish I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. It means that he is educated enough, he is wise enough. Mm. But he needs to be completed, to be perfected by another power, by another element. Mm. So this is the role of a man that completes this circle. So due to our ignorance, due to our unknown things that we have inside ourselves, we need something or someone to guide us, to make us perfect and to make us right in the way of perfection as a wayfarer who is stepping in the wayfarer.
This is very interesting. It's a source which is an element, and maybe the element which makes things complete or helps us find a way.
That we understand that we have some, for example, problems that we cannot solve them by ourselves, human being by himself in nature, in this world, in this universe. There are some issues that he is not able to do them because he doesn't have this connection to the unseen world, for example. Human being intrinsically is interested to know about future, about whatever it comes to him, and different aspects of his own personality. But since he doesn't have connection to the world of unseen, like an infallible existence or infallible imam, so he needs this connection, his connection to God, because imam is a mediator between human beings and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the critical point that proves the existence of imam, that we need this guidance to make us perfect, to solve the problems that we have, to cover the limitations of our personality and our existence. So we see, okay, can we solve this problem through more education, more development in science, and more development in, for example, fields of knowledge? No, it will not be solved by this, because we have seen in the course of history, the more educated the human beings are, they are in need of an infallible guidance, infallible imam more than before.
Mm.
Like, for example, suppose of the wars and the battles that had happened in, for example, 14 centuries ago, they were person to person. One person was killed in front of another person, right? But today, the knowledge is more and the science is more developed. But we see with one bomb, more than thousands of people are being killed in no time.
So, science,
so it means that
help.
This time, we are more in need of the existence and the relation with an infallible imam. That's why we feel this necessity of knowing imam and knowing about the importance and the status of imam in our lives.
So this, you mean this presence is different. This idea that you mentioned adds another, adds another face to it. It means maybe we need science, but science alone does not help.
Mm-hmm.
So this provides the answer for that. Why we need someone connected?
Very
because
true. cover the limitations of human beings.
Yeah,
for example, human beings need to have, for example, laws and regulations in their lives. But who can write the best laws and regulations? A person who is not going to write the laws for his own worldly desires. A person who has a comprehensive knowledge on the needs and necessities of the lives of the people.
And also so can look from it from outside. Has a outside view.
Very true.
That of God. Thank you. This question is somehow a little difficult maybe to answer, I think. You know, that definition that we gave shapes a person which is very supernatural. I mean, someone who is beyond knowledge, beyond science, beyond understanding. And for many people, this is really hard to know this personality. What is the best way, the shortest way to understand? I think by reading sometimes, isn't it? For example, we can read books, we can read a hadith, or we can talk to people. But is it enough? Maybe people have this question in their mind. Mm-hmm. This personality, which mm-hmm. is everywhere, and we can observe our deeds. Mm-hmm. So this person, how mm-hmm. can we know this mm-hmm. person? Mm-hmm. How is it possible?
Okay. Of course, there are different ways to know something. You know, sometimes, of course, you can acquire knowledge about something through, for example, being educated in a, for example, educational system, either school or university, college, whatever, or Islamic seminaries. So sometimes you must be under a kind of educational system, you know. Sometimes, no, there's no any kind of specific educational systems. You need some masters or, let's say, professionals, experts in that field of studies to be in contact with him, to always ask him, to always learn from him, you know?
And is it enough to know the biography?
No, of course not. Mm. Of course not. Biography is...
For example, I know a lot about...
Mm. Yeah, of course. You know... here we should answer this way, that, you know, if this guidance, as it was rightly mentioned by our due guest, respected guest as well, if this guidance is important for you, then of course you have to invest on knowing, on learning, on finding the best way how to believe in this world, how to be guided into the right path. It depends. If it is a really a significant, a very crucial kind of issue in your life, then of course you will absolutely go and find a way to solve, to find out solutions. It depends, you know, it depends on your perception, on your understanding of the importance of this guidance. For those people for whom this is really, really significant, they of course, they spend time, they go and learn, they study, they ask, they find these scholars, you know. It depends, but the point is that we should... first of all, understand its importance, its significance, then we can go find any way to find out, let's say, knowledge about this imam. As we discussed before, that this guidance is significant and that one who will be guiding us towards the right path is again significant. And the great loss that we may face at the end of this life and the hereafter, that's a really... horrifying, or let's say disastrous kind of thing that we are waiting. So that's why in order to be saved from that hellfire or the eternal punishment, we have to go and invest on learning about this imam, on learning about the guide. That is why we have to find, either by going to the Islamic seminaries, either by finding some masters, professionals, experts, either to go under educational systems, either by self-studies, as you rightly mentioned, studies, the books, searching, finding, let's say, materials, trustworthy materials regarding the imam.
One day the world will hear your voice, no matter what and where or when. One day the earth will face your face. For that day we will all resist. That's all the time we have. May the Almighty bless you all. By the way, don't forget to tune in next time. Stay safe. So long.